Los Angeles Police Chief William Bratton made history this past week. The police commission unanimously agreed to reappoint him, making him the first chief to get a second term since the city charter changed 15 years ago. As top cop, Chief Bratton manages some 12,000 employees and a budget of nearly $1 billion. The position attracts a lot of attention. The latest example is the May Day immigration rally in MacArthur Park. Incidents involving the use of rubber bullets and nightsticks by the police on protesters are still being investigated. One reason for Chief Bratton's re-election may be his reputation as a uniter of the many communities that make up the city of Los Angeles. For more, we turn to investigative journalist Joe Dominic. He's the author of To Protect and Serve, the LAPD's Century of War in the City of Dreams. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here, Leon.
Why do you think Chief Bratton has succeeded where so many others have failed?
I think, number one, that he brought with him a wealth of experience from New York and Boston. Number two, that he is somebody who is very thoughtful, very smart, very strategic and very tactical in terms of his policing. And he's understood what the flowchart should be between the politicians in a city and the chief of police. The problem in Los Angeles for so many years was that the Los Angeles chief of police had more political power than did the mayor or the city council, and essentially just ignored them or, in some instances, went about insulting them and totally running the police department the way they wanted to.
And the latest statistics also show that the crime rate in Los Angeles is falling. So he's politically savvy, but he seems to be getting things done. Homicide is way down. In fact, crime across the board has gone down in the year between 06 and 07.
That's right, Leon. I think one of the things that Bratton has done very, very effectively is he's focused the resources of the department on crime reduction so that the many, many missions that they used to think that were equal to that have been subsumed to this one mission, and he's really focused on that and done it in a very effective way.
What kind of crimes are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about murder, gang killings, all the typical type of crimes that people are concerned about. Now, these types of crimes in the African-American areas of Los Angeles are still a big problem, as they are in cities across the country. But they're not increasing the way they are in other cities like Baltimore and Chicago and other places.
So how did he stay popular with City Hall and the community after what happened in MacArthur Park?
He responded to it in an extremely intelligent manner. He immediately said, "This is terrible. This is one of the worst things I've seen in all of my years of policing, and I'm going to do something about it." In the next several days after the incident, he demoted the two-star deputy chief that was on the scene and demoted him to a commander, and he shortly retired. And he said, we're going to have a full investigation of this, and we're going to make sure it doesn't happen again. So I think that diffused a lot of the outrage that people were feeling that, oh, no, here we are again, back to square one with the LAPD.
Investigative journalist Joan Dominic covers the Los Angeles Police Department and is the author of To Protect and Serve, the LAPD's Century of War in the City of Dreams. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Leah.